Any update on Blake Wheeler, who leaves practice early today?
He's fine.
How was this day today to kind of flush last night and start moving forward on tomorrow?
Good. It's as good a practice in a lot of ways as we've had all year. So they were came back to work focused and real good pace today. Real good.
It's a word that a lot of players were using. Is that an area you think you need to be better at?
It's part of it, yep. Our quickness, pace, yep.
Was the game lost like in a 6 or 7 minute period there?
Yeah. Yeah. We give up 17 even strength chances and they score 5 goals. If you're not upset with your goaltending, then, and we aren't, the quality then is a real problem. And we gave 3 in alones on your goaltender, you're not winning that game.
Ben Sherrod said by his own admission he hasn't been at the same level. Yep. What do you need to see from him?
Part of that's expectations, right? He had 4 months off in the summer, 5 months, and then his expectations for himself. And I guess at times our expectations for him have raised, but he has to, you know, just get back to where he was at first. He's still in a lot of ways in his first year in the National Hockey League. So he hasn't been a standout as a poor player. He's been average, and we're asking more of young players to be better than that.
How about shuffling your bottom six? Just a thought on the combinations now you'll start with anyway moving forward.
Well, we felt we just need a little bit more speed with Lowry and Stafford. Interesting bottom six. The numbers in terms of minutes played wouldn't have all those guys on the bottom six. So we know in the stretch of hockey that we're in, we're going to have to get 4 lines off the bench. Just wanted to try to balance them a little bit.
Secondary scoring was such a key for your strong start.
Yep.
Need to get back to that, I assume.
Yeah, I think our focus on scoring is a kiss of death for us right now. When we get players that stop scoring for 4 or 5 games, they start changing the way they view the puck and where it is. And that's we didn't lose the game because we didn't win it 6-5.
What have you seen in Dallas's start to the year sitting atop of your division?
Just more depth in terms of firepower and the games that they lose. They're still banging in a bunch of crossbars and missing a lot of great chances. They're as offensively gifted as team is in the National Hockey League. They're trying to play a better defensive game. I think with the additions of you know, Sharp and Oduya, the two guys that play in an offensive structure, they've come from that, but play pretty darn well defensively. Some of their players who were younger guys have kind of matured. Nichushkin's back, which changes their size and skill level. It's just a hell of a team, top to bottom.
When you think about pace, people think offense. Do you think the pace needs to be better defensively too?
It's all part of the game. So we just talk about quickness with our reactions and then what we leave after those reactions. You know, so we you know, you get into a habit of watching instead of moving, and we're just a little bit off it. Again, we gave up 6 even strength shots through 2 periods against Philly. We gave up 17 last night. So we're not attempting to cheat the game consciously. We're not hanging guys out to dry because we don't care. We push the envelope to try to score more goals at times, and you're not left with anything you can control.
Is it okay to share your goaltender with us for tomorrow? Or?
We're still working on that.